This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Chinese citizens are still processing the change in birth policy announced last month that would allow couples to have three children instead of the current maximum of two. The world's second largest economy is facing an aging population and a decline in births. Those are challenges for an economy trying to maintain a rapid pace of development. And outside mainland China, the change in policy has been criticized as too late or too timid. The discussion online in China is more censored, but as our China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai, Chinese citizens have turned to humor to get their point across.
There's a video on the social media platform WeChat Channels. User Student Li's husband is excited about the government's new third child policy.
Darling, we only have one child so far. Let's have a second.
Wife responds, a second child? Let me do the math for you.
Kindergarten is $230 a month, food just under $50, extracurricular classes $78, daily items, toys, and clothes another $155. That leaves you with just $78 to pay for the mortgage, car loan, and support me and our parents. A second or third child, you still can't afford them even if you work 24/7.
And it's not just costs, but also structural problems in education and healthcare, according to financial commentator Ye Tan on her WeChat live stream.
In Shanghai, there are limited elementary schools. There aren't enough teachers in China. The number of nurses per capita here is low.
And then there's elderly and child care, which in China mainly falls on the family, as explained by this little girl on the Mama New WeChat channel.
Now you provide for four grandparents and you want three children? You'll be looking after nine grandchildren before you're eligible for your pension.
Other moms resent the government intrusion on their bodies, which stretches back to the late 1970s when China had a one-child policy. It was enforced with fines, forced abortions, and sometimes more, according to a model from Qingdao on her Chinese TikTok channel.
My mom had a second child because she wanted a son. As a civil servant, she isn't allowed to exceed the birth limit of one, so she lost her job.
Today, women complain they are still being penalized at the workplace for being moms. The pressure on women is too much, according to a sketch on WeChat channel Dabao's Daily Nerves.
My desire to survive is low, let alone reproduce. Do you know what is the only thing we can do for our unborn child? Is not to have one.
And couples not having enough children to replace the population makes some here wonder why China has birth restrictions at all. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.